We're having fun. We're having a good time. God damn it.
Today's guests, Jason Moliterno.
I'm back.
As well as Jorge De La Rosa. Musical guests. Yes. And your hosts, Johnny Trowbridge and Mike Calhoun.
Yeah! Woo! Woo!
All right!
Yeah.
I'll clap for me.
Let's get this beach party rolling.
Yeah, let's get this beach party going.
Oh my goodness. Welcome to Sleepy Mike's Hour. I recorded that intro last night at 2 a.m. because I remembered that we had an episode to record today, and I was wildly unprepared because the week prior, for the listener, we didn't have an intro prepared for Paul and Tony, and I felt really bad. So I just played an old intro, and then I spliced a new one over it.
That was good, though.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
It was seamless.
Johnny, I just want to say, I appreciate that compliment.
Do you appreciate me or just the compliment?
Just the compliment.
Dang it.
Don't. Johnny, look at me.
What? Yes, sir.
Don't get ahead of yourself. Okay. Yes, sir. Welcome to this week's episode of The Unbelievables, ladies and gents. I am your host, Mike Calhoun. Let's introduce ourselves this time. You know what? I usually introduce people, so I'm going to not do that. I'm going to introduce myself. I'm going to say, I'm Mike Calhoun. I'm going to move on to anyone that wants to go next.
I'm next. I'm Johnny Trowbridge, and I go to the beach, and I party hard.
I bet you do.
So freaking hard.
We got this beach music ready for you.
Yeah.
You're not partying really hard right now. You're pretty chill.
It's a more chill version at this juncture.
What kind of beach party music do you usually have?
Led Zeppelin.
This is Led Zeppelin.
Oh, yeah.
We've established.
Sorry. This is Led Zeppelin.
All right, cool. I guess it's just you and me. No one else wants to chime in.
Yeah. This is a great party, though.
We're having a great beach party.
I am...
Oh my God!
Wow!
Get off our beach!
Wow.
Someone else is at the beach party.
I am lovable ragamuffin Jason Moliterno.
J-Mo!
I'm available for...
Claps all around.
Thank you.
So good.
Thank you.
Clap out the talent.
Thank you.
Clap out.
Yeah, he's leaving. How are you, my friend, Jason?
Good, I'm good. How are you?
I'm well.
What's it like being a ragamuffin?
It's pretty good. I haven't always been one.
Is that something out of Star Wars?
My first year.
Yes.
A ragamuffin. What is...
How is that related to
It's like a tramp. It's like
a ragamuffin is a tramp?
I believe so.
What about a rapscallion? Is that close?
I think they're pretty similar. If someone wants to look it up.
What about a scoundrel?
I think these are all the same.
I know. I'm just naming synonyms.
Yeah.
A ragamuffin. That's the first time I've heard
ragamuffin
ever in your life.
Would Han Solo be a ragamuffin?
Yeah, no. He'd have messier hair.
Excuse me.
But he is a scoundrel. Adamant.
He's more of a...
He's a scoundrel.
He's a bit of a scoundrel.
Yeah.
Or a rogue.
Yeah, that's actually a better term.
A rogue.
A rogue. A rogue man. Speaking of rogue men, we have a final person at our beach party.
Hey, what are you doing on the beach? How'd you get here?
All I can think of are muffins on the rag.
You getting muffins on the rag, bro? Hey, bro. Look at me, bro.
Should I look up the definition of a ragamuffin?
Yeah, here we go. Jorge, go back to Jason.
While you do your introduction.
I'm already failing at the improv.
Tell us one thing.
What improv? We're just hanging out talking about muffins.
My name is Jorge De La Rosa.
How dare you?
What would you say is your favorite kind of muffin? Mr. Jorge.
I like blueberry muffins.
Would you steal them?
There has to be an equal amount of blueberries per muffin.
What if there isn't?
Wait, so you're saying that your muffins must have one blueberry inside of them, no more?
That way he can see them, because if there's only one, you can see them.
No, you can't see a blueberry if there's only one per muffin.
If it's on the top... Is it still
a blueberry? If it's on the top...
If the blueberry is outside the muffin...
So you're imagining your muffins...
I like my food
like a
separate.
Cupcake with a little cherry on top, except...
It's
it is a single blueberry.
Do you know how long that will take?
Not that long. You just put it on top.
It wouldn't take long at all.
I don't care how long it is. It's a Casino reference. You guys don't know Casino?
The movie Casino.
Yeah, I've been there.
That's a good movie.
That's a great movie.
Unfortunately, I do not.
Fuck,
man.
Oh, cool. Tell me, explain. Let's go through the scene. I will play Mr. Casino, obviously the main character.
I'll play the ragamuffin.
He's going to play the ragamuffin. You're going to play, obviously, the character you were quoting, which is...
What was the name of your character?
Well, I was doing both characters. There's De Niro and the chef.
Then you're going to play De Niro and the chef.
You're going to play just the chef.
De Niro's managing a casino, and he's angry that he gets a blueberry muffin at his casino, and there are no blueberries in it.
All right, then J-Mo is going to play the last character, who is... Okay. Who is the chef? Sure.
Okay, I'll be the chef.
He'll be the chef. You'll be De Niro.
Why are we doing this?
I'll be Mr. Casino.
Okay.
Because you told us to.
You
told us we were going to do this.
I did?
Before we started recording,
you called us up about half an hour.
You said, I'm going to set up this casino joke, then I'm going to mention the movie, and then we're going to go into an improv scene. And now, the curtain is lifted.
You told us you have a lot riding on this.
Yeah,
you said this is your whole career. You're trying to get funding.
I'm going to lose another agent.
Your horror sequel.
You said this was for an audition. We're just trying to do you a favor.
We're like, are you sure you want to put an audition in
Johnny,
the middle of the podcast?
Johnny, you're going to say, do you know how long that will take?
Okay.
And then Jason, you're going to say, I don't care.
Okay. What's Mike going to do?
No, we're just going to be the cooks that are looking bewildered.
I'll direct. All right.
Wait, all right. Do I have to do like a Tarantino voice?
That's Scorsese.
Okay.
You're both Scorsese in this scene.
We're both.
Roll camera.
And.
No, you are not the director.
I know. I was just saying.
Jorge is going to be the director. I'll be the DP. All right.
You would be.
All right.
Speed.
Camera's going to push in and quiet on the set.
I forgot my line.
Okay. Fuck. Line. This talent is terrible.
What is it?
Yeah, you're fired.
Clap me out. What was it? It's something about a muffin.
It's. Do you know
how long that would take? I got it. All right. Ready.
Do you know how...
Rolling. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Do you know how long that would take?
I don't care.
He added
his own sound effects. This guy's good. And cut.
Yes, thank you. Clap me out, please.
Yeah, clap out the talent, of course. I'm so sorry. Yeah,
why?
Time for the beach party.
Woo!
Welcome to a very unconventional episode
I don't
of
like
The Unbelievables.
Sand.
It's coarse.
Kids everywhere.
Jason and Jorge, what are you doing? Jorge's getting beer. Jason, let's start the interview with you. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing okay.
Good.
Do you want to know what a ragamuffin is?
I do. Please. Look that up.
It is a person, typically a child, in ragged, dirty clothes. So I am not a child.
You are not a child.
Since listeners don't have an image of me.
They don't.
I am an adult male.
You're an adult male
32.
Ragamuffin.
So Oliver Twist might have been
a
ragamuffin.
A Dickensian character. A character by Dickens.
Now, I have a question about Oliver Twist. Is Twist a common name in the United Kingdom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. No.
What were the twists?
It's actually a twist of Twiggly. And
no, what? And, no, keep going.
And Schist.
You're doing great.
And the German name
and Mist.
Schist. And Mist. Okay, Mist.
Twinkly
and,
Mist.
Well, and Mist is obviously from the country.
Yeah, Scandinavian name.
Scandinavian name.
Yeah. And, the Norse god Mist.
Right. It's a twist of those two, not necessarily for their sound, but just the sense that it's a twist. That then they
and
change
also,
it to twist.
And the Mist is kind of twisty.
That's just a coincidence.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Wait, why is mine a coincidence?
Johnny, your input is terrible.
Sorry. What am I doing here? Why did I get this PhD?
I'm so sorry. J-Mo, what have you been up to lately? I know one thing that you've been up to. You've been irritated. Let me tell you what you've been irritated about.
What?
The TLC,
Poison Ivy. Oh.
The TLC channel.
Oh, you were at a Facebook status.
Indeed, I did. And I didn't inquire. Until right now.
Are you mad?
Wow.
Are you mad for the typical reason?
For the listener.
No, my girlfriend happened to download the TLC Go app on our Apple TV, and so she was watching some TLC shows, and I find them to be mostly annoying. We were watching one show together, which was a weight loss show called Fat Chance, which was pretty dumb.
That's a weird name.
It's about people who try to lose weight and also confess a crush. And I think the show I think the show backfired because every episode we watched, there were only 8 episodes, the crush was not into it.
Oh, my God.
And it was awkward.
That is amazing.
Like, hey, I lost a bunch of weight. Will you go out with me? Is that...
It was like they would confess a crush basically.
And
it would usually be like a coworker or a friend.
Is it a competition or just...
No, this was not a competition. It's just one show. People lose a lot of weight over a 90-day period and confess a crush.
And then people are like, no.
Each time it was really awkward.
Great.
It was a weird thing, though.
I want to watch it, though.
These are all pre-recorded shows. So they had to know before, obviously they know before they air, that none of these work out.
They're in too deep.
That's true.
They're in too deep. They have to air it. Yeah.
Jorge is mad about something. What are you mad at?
Oh, fuck that show.
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
Show.
Go on.
Tell us about that show. You've seen it?
Why do you hate it so much?
No, I don't know. I wasn't listening.
Oh.
No.
Some good input.
No, that's some bullshit. Let's take this person's fragile ego and like let's boost it up just a little bit so they can get kicked down even further down.
How much would you say
that's
in percent?
Some exploitation. I mean,
a lot of reality shows are.
That's true.
But is it cringy, like good cringe? Like it's fun to
There's
watch.
No such thing
in
as
general,
good
I don't
cringe.
Really like cringe in general. I
nope.
have to be honest.
Oh, some
But
some
it wasn't
cringe
it wasn't
good.
That cringy.
Johnny, you watch fail videos, don't you?
He does.
No, I don't. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes,
hey,
he does.
Yes, I do.
You watch not only you watch fail videos and you watch
I
want cringe to... compilations, I've
I
been
watch
told.
The hour long ones.
No. What are you doing?
I don't know. It's like a weird like thing. You're just like, oh man, this is terrible.
Torturing
but...
yourself.
I know. I guess. I just, yeah, sorry. I'm a masochist.
To continue, what I really hated about the TLC Go app was when we were watching this show, there would be advertisements for the other TLC shows, which I just hated.
Oh,
I just hated it. There was the Sister Wives.
Ugh.
Just, ugh. They're terrible. Disgusting. There's something. Oh, there was.
But
those
you're
shows,
learning
those,
something.
All of those shows, 100% of the shows on TLC, I despise.
Oh, God.
Wait, even Toddlers and Tiaras.
I actively despise those shows. I seek them out to
and
despise them.
Okay.
I educate myself on their shows.
You didn't watch one episode of Honey Boo Boo Chow.
I did. First of all, it's not what it's called.
It was Honey Boo. Here comes Honey Boo Boo.
You know? Jorge is making faces at me. Do you have something to say?
No, I want
to
know if you were if you made a TLC Go show.
What would I make?
What would your show make?
That's a good question.
I don't really like reality shows. So do I have to make a
yes,
show?
Yes, that's just the new rule that Jorge has established.
Okay.
You have to tell us.
All right. It's a dating show.
Okay.
Someone goes on the show.
I'm writing this all down.
And it's like the Bachelor, but the twist is when you go to meet all the eligible bachelors or bachelorettes,
yeah,
depending on who you are. It's all people that you went to high school with.
Oh,
that's terrible.
Wouldn't that be terrible?
Hang
that would
on.
Be terrible. Awful.
Give us the sweet title and tag.
Love Reunion. No,
oh,
that's bad.
That's pretty good. That's not terrible.
That's almost so bad that it would be on TLC.
Yeah.
A New Class of Love?
Oh my God.
Clap in the talent.
Yeah, clap him in. Clap it. That was on 2 tries.
Yeah.
I commend you, sir. You know what? You've been seeing a lot of TLC.
You're on a wavelength. Oh, wait. There is this new show.
Tell us
if this is clever or not.
Hold on, I'm writing down New Class of Love because that is gold. This is now my show.
There is a prize for $1 million for each of the participants. And it's these people who are matched online. Their like profiles are matched,
mm-hmm.
and they're all like put in one house, and then they have to figure out who they're matched with. And if they all get it correct, they all choose the person they're correctly matched with. Then each of them gets $1 million.
So,
but if
how
they
many
don't,
people
no
are in this house? You said like 20 people, right?
It's 20 people. So like
20 people get
10 and 10.
No, okay. No show is going to award $20 million.
I think so.
Even in concept.
Or maybe it's $1 million and then split between all.
Wait, are you saying this is an actual show?
This is an actual show.
Oh, I thought this was something you were inventing.
No. I'm not
pitch.
That clever. I'm not that
I was
clever.
Like, who do you know? What higher ups at TLC do you know?
I know.
I was like, because this sounds crazy enough to work.
That it's a show. It's
that sounds
a
terrible.
A new show. That sounds terrible.
Jorge, what show would you pitch to TLC?
It'd be an Old Yeller. series.
Okay.
Okay.
So yeah. It's a drama.
Yeah.
Not a reality show. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's
going to
be.
There's a lot of rabies going around and.
Just dogs.
Yeah. So it's a series based on Old Yeller.
Yeah. A lot of. Mm-hmm.
So wait,
is
hang on.
Young old Yeller.
Is this post
is Young Yeller?
Is this post? Yeah, post Old Yeller, or is this like
young
stretch
Yeller.
The movie out into a series?
Young Yeller.
Yeah,
Private
it's like
Eye.
It's like Lassie, but the dog gets killed
all the time.
Yeah,
every episode.
It's like episode a new dog.
Oh, God,
it's rabies.
Oh my God,
they have to speed it up a little bit, yeah. So they have to like. You
it's
know.
A new fresh take on Old Yeller,
yeah.
Where every episode. They kill the dog. That is edgy, my
I would
friend.
Do this, I would do the same thing, only be called New Yeller, and then be in Los Angeles in 9001. And he's a private eye. And he has to go solve murders of other dogs.
Looks like Chad, like Chad Zumok was here.
What would that be called? It sounds like Sherlock Holmes' dog. In the 10,000th in the 10,000th century.
That was a great show.
Oh, I love that show. Do you guys recall that show, Sherlock Holmes in the 22nd century?
He was.
I do not.
He was put in suspended animation, and then they brought him back to solve some crimes. And
wait, is
Watson,
this real?
Yeah,
this is a real cartoon.
And Watson
cartoon.
Is a robot, and it's the best thing I've ever seen.
Watson, yeah, was an android. And it was amazing.
Was this
Moriarty? He still had, like, they gave him, like, metal features.
Yeah,
like,
he had
like,
metal
he had
mustache.
The mustache, and he was all robot.
What show was this? What station?
It was Warner Brothers.
CW?
Back was WB.
Yeah.
WB?
Yeah, look this up. I don't think it lasted long.
It didn't, but it was great. I loved it.
At the time, it
That's
was great.
Too bad.
And because, you know, they had, like, Wishbone, and that was, like, a mystery solving.
That was PBS.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
But still, it was the dominating
mystery-solving
show. Or just exploring history and
that was,
literature.
Yeah. Although, I don't think Sherlock Holmes and the 20th Century really explored history too much.
Not much. They revisited some old Sherlock Holmes
they did bits.
Stories. Yeah.
Yeah, but like all the reasons behind everything were really bizarre. Like, the reason that Watson looked like they were like, so he feels at home. And he's like, you're like, he's in a different.
Then everyone should dress like that. Like everyone, because he had like two partners.
Yeah, and he had a flying car. Because that's what everyone
he
wants.
Totally thought that was fine. What was I going to say? I got some things written down. Jorge, you know what you've been doing lately that apparently you've been doing for a while? Is you've been looking up some interesting Craigslist posts. Is this a hobby of yours?
I get bored and get on Craigslist.
Because some of these are gold.
Yeah.
They're absolutely
Last night's
amazing.
Find at like 2:30 in the morning was a photo of two sleeping bags with the headline, two sleeping bags. And then the description was two sleeping bags.
So you obviously bought it.
It was pretty good. And,
and then
in your caption, of course.
And then I always post the listing and then caption it. And this caption said, how many sleeping bags?
Loved it. Absolutely loved it. It was gold.
Would you ever go out? What's the price limit for you to go to like a remote location to get something? Like, it has to be a high price.
Savat at 11:30, Anthony Savat messaged me the other night. It was like a month ago. And he says, he knows I have a van that doesn't have back seats. He says, hey, there's a free van seat on Craigslist, and he sent me the link.
Mm-hmm.
And so I called the guy, and I'm like,
at 11:30?
At 11:30 at night.
Jeez.
And I'm like, I can come for this tomorrow, whenever. He's like, why can't you come for it tonight?
This
nope.
sounds
nope.
solid.
And I was like, okay.
No, why?
Hell yeah, I did. I went out and got myself a free van seat in Barberton at midnight.
You went to Barberton midnight?
Yeah.
Okay, this is a typical van seat where it's like a two-seater, like a bench.
It was like a bench that folds into a
bench.
Yeah, hell
Not
yeah.
Not the middle mm-hmm. of the van.
And it's
seat.
Got a very minimal amount of dog hair on it, too. So
yeah. Did it? So it fit into the tracks?
It's just sitting in the back of the van right now.
But why don't you just put a regular couch
in
there?
It's not bolted in. It'd
be real
yeah.
comfy.
What was the price on that?
It was free.
That was free, okay.
Hell yeah.
I guess that's then you would do it. But I don't know.
That guy was willing to stay up late to give away a free seat.
But if someone's offering you, if someone offer you this table, Calhoun, and they're like, please come out to, I don't know, what's a remote place? Like,
Barberton.
Barberton. Salem, yeah. Hey, come out to Salem. It's 10 o'clock at night. Would you do it? And they're like, okay, it's $200.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't do that. I'm not as adventurous as Jorge De La Rosa.
You would do it.
If you, I would do it.
If you needed that table, you would do it.
I did need
Jorge
this table.
Jorge chases
pretty badly.
The good story.
You gotta go.
Would you, do it, Jason?
No, I wouldn't. Come on.
He would do it.
He came all the way up here.
I don't like things that are used.
Oh. You don't like used things?
I like things that look old, but they're new.
So you.
Oh, yeah.
They don't smell.
Go home and watch your TLC.
I don't like TLC.
I don't really know how that connects to TLC, but I'll go with you.
So you don't like new things, you don't like used things. So are you one of those people that just like throws away your underwear every night and buys new?
No.
A new pack? Or do you buy individuals? Oh, fancy lad. I didn't realize.
No, I buy. I buy underwear from, actually, I found the cheapest underwear is at Gabe's.
Is it just a dude's house? Are you buying it from Gabe?
You know Gabe?
I know Gabe.
You know Gabe, right?
Of course.
So
he does
cheap.
Comedy.
So cheap.
He does, yeah, he's a
comedian slash underwear salesman.
$1 per pair.
Underwear salesman.
No, Gabe's is a store. Maybe it's not in Akron.
It might be. It's just a place I've never been to.
I don't know. It's in
so
Youngstown.
You're saying it's cheap?
What? Wait, are you saying Gabriel's? Like Gabriel's
Gabriel Brothers?
Yeah. I know what that is. Why
they're called
you...
they're Gabe's now. They're called Gabe's.
Oh, they're called Gabe's.
I did not know
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
I was unaware.
They've rebranded themselves. They changed colors.
Rebranded.
They're blue now.
Changed colors.
So, okay,
that's
I have a question.
Used stuff.
No, it's not.
Gabe's?
Is it Gabe?
I buy food there.
I thought for sure it was
you,
used.
They have food.
They have food.
That food is used.
What are they?
Great
IKEA?
Prices on everything.
Are they the IKEA of underwear now? They got a buffet.
It's like a TJ Maxx or a Marshalls. It's one of those.
No. Way lower than that.
Yeah, a little bit
it's
lower.
It's like a Goodwill.
You could buy.
No, it's higher than
Gabe's
that.
Is a Goodwill.
You could
buy a
brand new rug the size of this submarine.
Okay,
and it's like $20. Yeah,
that's like a red carpet.
Yeah,
I might buy a rug that big for my next red carpet event and just cover the red carpet rug.
What is the next one?
I got a couple. I got a couple coming up. Jorge's going to be at
the premiere of the 9001 dog detective
show.
Yeah, the dog detective 9000. Yeah, that's
Sir Bark Holmes.
This is a show that we're producing. You guys are our test audience. We pitched it. You guys love it, obviously.
I fell asleep with the knob at 10.
But yeah, I'm going to promote these red carpet events where I roll out my own rug. Cover up.
Hold on, everyone.
I let them roll out the red carpet.
Hold on.
And then I roll out mine above it.
This one's worse.
It's like
there's dog hair all over it.
First of all, that sounds like a brilliant prank in the first place. How has that never been done before?
I don't know.
Where are our very rich pranksters?
I feel like Chris Pratt would do that.
Who are those big Hollywood pranksters?
I feel like
what?
I don't know who.
Chris Pratt does that kind of stuff.
Yeah, no, he does small pranks.
His last name is like a prank name.
What?
Like yeah, Pratfall. A Pratfall.
What?
Okay.
What is
so you have, if your last name
is Pratt.
You know
what a Pratfall is?
I have no idea what
a Pratfall is where you fall
it's part of our lineage.
You inherit.
Every Pratt must be a practical jokester.
Yeah, that's right.
It's on our family crest.
It's just a guy falling.
The family crest of the Pratts is literally a guy falling.
I bet there's a Calhoun family crest.
There is. I've seen it.
I have one. What do you think mine is?
What's your last name?
Trowbridge.
You don't know my last name?
Trowbridge.
You're Johnny. You're Johnny.
Yeah, I am just Johnny.
Johnny the radio host. Hey, it's Johnny in the morning. Johnny and Mike.
I don't have a last name.
Please but his last name is Trowbridge.
What's on the crest?
Guess.
Shut up, or we're gonna ask about your nationality.
I gotta know.
Yours is on a poncho. What country is that from?
England.
Yeah, you do look English.
I also get people.
He looks sickly and royalty.
Sickly, and I can't. And I have a vitamin D deficiency.
You look like the youngest born of a royal family.
You
have no chance of being king unless 8 of your brothers die.
I like it.
You're giving up.
That's such a nice compliment.
So you try to get
fuck
glory.
Really low class women.
That's right.
Oh no. But what is your crest? I'm curious. Jorge is
no
more curious than anyone else.
I don't have any guess. What's on a crest?
I will take a guess. Usually. I will say that it there's a dragon on it.
No, there's no dragon.
No dragon.
It's actually a knight helmet and then bridges.
Oh.
Because Trowbridge means one who lives by the bridge. I explained this before.
We've heard this on the podcast several times.
Yes.
And now, for some reason, I didn't guess a bridge.
Yeah, I don't know. It's in the name.
What about you, Jason Moliterno? J-Mo?
I doubt that. I feel like Family Crest, that's not an Italian thing.
It's not?
I don't think Italians like Family Crest.
There's got to be one.
There were Italian royal families.
I picture a dagger.
There were also
like stabbing some
if there were Spanish royal families, there's most definitely Italian royal families.
Oh, for sure. Medici? That was a huge
Medici!
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. They were huge.
You don't.
Maybe it's just a bowl. Are you saying you never looked it up? Pasta.
I picture like a knife stabbing a heart. Moliterno.
That'd be cool.
And in Latin, it says like "stab at thee" or something like that.
I stab thee. Like that's what your family's motto is. Johnny, do you have a family motto?
It's something like it's three words. It's like strength and like whatever. It's stupid.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Strength.
That's cool.
Screwing low class women.
Screwing
I want to hear about
that's
Jorge.
One word.
Jorge, I made a terribly racist joke earlier.
Did you?
I said your family crest is on a poncho somewhere.
Oh yeah, I heard that. It is.
Is it for real? What if you had a family crest? You might.
Yeah.
The Spaniards had family crests.
Spaniards. What does it look like?
It's two women going down on each other, and in the background there's like a pen.
Oh, that's nice.
Are you sure you didn't get your family crest from the mud flap of a trucker?
The NAFTA.
NAFTA? What?
Does your last
the North American Free Trade Agreement. Are you saying
you're
that
right, NAFTA.
Did your family have something to do with the NAFTA?
That's their crest.
Are you in bed
what
with...
What are we doing?
Are you in bed with Hillary Clinton?
Wait a minute. Let's think about this. De La Rosa of the Red.
Oh.
You're a communist.
Of the Rose.
I was
going to
say,
that's what they say.
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to say, or the Crimson, which is also
maybe yours
communist.
Is a guy with a knife stabbing a rose. I like knives.
Stabbing people.
Have you now or have you ever been a member of a communist party?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I believe you.
I think he's just exclaimed.
One of my favorite films is Dr. Zhivago. Anybody?
Oh, David Lean.
Yeah, that's good.
He makes long movies.
That's a great long movie.
Yeah.
That's also the correct way to pronounce it.
It's pro-communist revolution, I guess.
Interesting.
So you are a communist.
Have you seen that?
There's a big
surge. Actually, it's not pro-communist revolution. It just depicts it quite well.
Do you like Che Guevara or do you like his hat?
Che Guevara, you mean?
No, Che Guevara. Silly.
Okay. But I haven't done enough research on the guy. It seems like he's something hippies latch onto for whatever reason.
But do you like his hat?
Indeed, they do.
That's
really the key point.
Is it raspberry? I don't know.
Is it a blueberry? Put it on top. Bringing it
equal
back.
Equal amounts per muffin.
One per muffin.
One per muffin.
All right, let's take this show back to where it was awful.
Where was it awful?
Talking about blueberry muffins.
That was a great segment.
No, you got to cut it out.
I'm not cutting it
That's
out.
That's not my
you
favorite
gotta
muffin.
You got to dial it back.
The blueberry?
It's not top. It's not even top five for me.
It was on your Italian
top five,
family
top five,
crest.
Yeah, it's on your family crest.
My family crest.
Blueberry muffin.
I will tell you my family crest just so I can get to the motto, because the motto is the best part. My family crest.
I don't want
to
know. It's probably something super racist.
It's a dog.
I'm going to
doing detective work in the year 9001.
Jason.
Sherbark Holmes.
Jorge is the king of callbacks.
Yeah,
he's where he's calling back stuff from 12 minutes ago. My family crest is a black stag and a knight's helmet.
Getting beaten by a white stag.
No.
Oh!
Are you?
No.
Are you?
It's a black stag. I love my family. My family's motto, though, because
looking very pretentious.
It's very God. Fuck you, man. That's an off mic conversation. Bringing it on mic. My family's motto, though, is fantastic because it's very Jewish. It's just, if I can.
Wait, are you Jewish?
No.
Oh.
I like to. I
was going to say, you clearly look like you.
I love Jews.
If I can.
I love Jews. That's, so when I found out that
that's so
my.
So defeatist.
Yeah. Well, it's supposed to be. Okay, it used to be, if I can, I will.
Do, okay. Yeah.
I will. Like, it's like a. I must sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But they just shortened it to. If I can.
Who shortened it? Was
I
it
guess
you?
If I happen to be, I can.
You can only put so many words on a crest.
Truly.
Before you're just overloading it. you know.
But it my was in Latin, so it's just like a series of three-letter words.
That's
if
cool,
I
though.
Can.
If I can.
I don't know.
I like it.
I stick with it. Stick by it.
I like it. I like having conditional statements.
Are you related to John C. Calhoun?
Yes,
indeed, I am.
Is.
I posted about that today.
Did you really?
On social media.
So I wasn't really on Facebook.
You were very
what
apt
was the post?
With your stag comments.
It was a picture of John C. Calhoun, and it said, President Obama said Biden was the greatest vice president in history. I don't think he remembers famous racist and Confederate patriot John C. Calhoun, also my family member.
Andrew Jackson on his deathbed said, "What? They're like, what could you have done differently?" He said,
yeah,
hang.
Oh my God!
Yeah. Really, his vice president.
Two terrible people at each other's throats.
There's a comedian with a great bit on that. It's
oh, really?
Joe Zimmerman. He's one of my favorites.
Oh yeah.
He has, if you
Google, specifically about John C.
Yeah. No. He has a bit about Andrew Jackson, but he touches that.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
He's one of my favorites.
Yeah, but I actually am related to John C. Calhoun.
That's cool.
What a horrible... No, it's not cool.
What do you mean? I don't have anyone. I'm not related to, like...
Any famous racists?
If I was related to Pol Pot, I'd brag about it.
Okay. No, you wouldn't.
If I were Genghis Khan's, one of his many...
Everyone is
We're
all related to him.
We're all related to Genghis Khan.
That guy
my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was.
All the more reason for us all to love each other, right? Right?
Let's all get along.
Just how racist was John C. Calhoun?
Enough that he was one of the ones that proposed the secession.
Okay, all right. Well, maybe he just likes state rights.
Shut the fuck up.
Maybe.
State rights.
Find me an actual racist quote by John C. Calhoun.
How long do you have?
I'm unscrolling the scroll.
He keeps them. They're part of the crest.
Right, this is just to remind me where I came from.
Oh.
But, white Calhouns in the North are hard to come by.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I have yet to meet a Calhoun outside of my immediate family.
The Browns have a Calhoun. It's like, but it's,
yeah, it's
he
a
has
hyphenated,
a dash.
Yeah. But he's not white, is he?
No, he's black.
Exactly. That's my point. At one point, my family was like, oh, yeah, I guess we have to free you all. Do you guys want our name?
I don't know if that's how
and
it
like,
went.
Sure.
So you were definitely, your ancestors were definitely slave owners.
They were most definitely
yes, they were.
South Carolinian
white people.
Slave owners. So, yes, it is a dark time in my family's
past. That's weird.
And I was devastated to hear about it. I went on, there's this website where you can search words that are used in different regions of the United States on social media. And I just typed in Calhoun.
Uh-huh.
All of Atlanta lit up. All of Atlanta and all of Charleston, South Carolina, because so many Calhouns.
And you were like, dang it.
Yeah, I was just so disappointed.
It's all kinds of places for you to stay in Atlanta and...
Right. Just show up. Hey, family. How's it going? I like your plantation.
You're probably the descendant of a Calhoun who wanted to distance himself from the racist legacy. So that's actually probably a good thing.
Yeah. I actually did inquire about that with my my family. I was like, why are we in Northeast Ohio? And they're like, well, my grandparents were from Tennessee. And then their kids went into Kentucky, and then they went even more north and more north. But that was like... late 1800s, so they missed the boat. They're probably like, well, we don't want to be associated with these other Calhouns.
Most people move to where there's work.
Yeah, that is the reason most people move.
There were
a lot of my family members were at the Hoover factory in Canton.
Our ancestor, our like great ancestor was on the Mayflower, but he was like a guy who got put in stocks all the time. He was like the town drunk.
For real?
That's awesome.
That's amazing. Because I know a guy who's related to the first governor that was on
Bradford.
Bradford.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah,
very interesting.
Town drunk, almost there.
And our family members all met up later, hundreds of years later.
Why'd they do away with the stockade?
I don't know.
It was
a great
cruel
idea.
And unusual. And they had an amendment which said none of that.
Okay,
is that unusual?
I feel like it was more unusual than cruel.
It was both.
Look, if you had
a little off the cuff.
Yeah.
If you had to do, all right, you can do a week in jail or
every morning you got to show up to the courthouse and put yourself in this thing
for how many mornings?
Every time.
Now,
every
a week. Here's how long for each day?
Just all day.
Like a 40-hour week. What would you rather do? Would
sun
you do
up to sundown.
Like 8 hours a day?
Yeah.
Do you get a bathroom break? A food break?
Sure.
I have a question.
Probably not, though.
How many cabbages are pummeled, or am I pummeled by? In that 8
as many as you,
day.
I don't know. It there's, depends on there's the town, I guess. And
there's a table out front with just free cabbages.
Just free
rotten tomatoes.
They're not feeding you. They're providing those funds for the food to be thrown at you. Rotten tomatoes.
You get to go to the bathroom after and before. It's sun up to sundown.
Oh, good heavens.
The Calhoun family sold the cabbages.
We did.
To the poor families who wanted to throw the cabbages.
We were very bourgeois.
They were done eating the most evil
of the Atlanta families.
We've always been very bourgeois.
Well, stockades, that was more of a northern thing, right? Wasn't that more of I feel like that's, I think of a Massachusetts kind of
that's,
thing,
well, that's
right?
Where it started.
I'm sure.
It was British.
They used it
in the West. I don't know if that was a normal practice. Like,
stockades?
Later. Like, obviously stock in like the 1600s.
Oh,
and possibly the 1700s.
Yeah, you don't really hear about it afterwards.
I hear that tar and feathering is very painful.
I would think.
Considering it's melting your skin.
Yeah, molten tar.
I've heard it's bad.
It probably sucks.
Yeah.
Wait, hang on. You look like you know a little bit about tar.
No, I was thinking about the guy that built the stockades. It must have sucked when they outlawed that.
Tar and feathered him?
Oh. The guy who
had no job?
He's like, yeah, what am I going to do now?
The feeling that he may have perished.
Disenfranchised.
Before.
You got to adapt in this world. You got to. You know.
Yeah.
He came up with
plenty
a
plenty of jobs go obsolete.
He's like, it's a good thing I invested in the tar and feather stocks.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
He
truck
did
drivers
that.
Are going to go same way.
Oh, don't talk about that. That's true, point. Though.
Self-driving cars.
NAFTA.
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 NAFTA is your 9/11.
We have to take a break, but please take this to heart as we go into the break. NAFTA.
NAFTA.
We'll be right back in a moment.
Think about it.
Anytime you're driving and then you go, oh, that car is just so good. I could just eat it up.
Just chew it.
Just start doing it, darling.
Snibble it.
Just take it.
Rip it up.
Big old bite out of the dashboard. It'll be edible.
Yum, yum, doodle drum.
Yum, yum, doodle drum, indeed.
Sometimes when I'm alone, with a car, I just start licking it all on the bumper.
You lick that bumper. Lick it good.
I do, both bumpers.
You can begin licking bumpers yourself if you get one of our edible cars.
That's right. It's called?
Edible Cars.
Edible Cars, also known as EC.
EC.
EC for you to buy and eat.
EC for you to say.
Wait, were you recording that? That was gold. That was great.
God damn it.
Especially the joke about the baby raping. The seaweed is always greener
in somebody else's lake. You dream about going up. This is a good song, just genuinely.
This is a classic British punk band, Kraftwerk.
Yes.
British punk was different back then. I have a question. With the amount of submarine jokes we have on this sub, why have we never played that song
before?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
I feel like that's just like what
that
we should close
intro.
With. Yeah, yeah. I can't believe nobody like suggested that before.
Wow, we should get an instrumental version of that.
Just I'm sure it exists somewhere. Welcome back to the Unbelievables, ladies and gentlemen. We're here with Jason J. Mo Moliterno.
That's true, I'm here.
And Jorge De La Rosa.
De La Rosa.
J-Mo. J-Mo, what's up?
Nothing. What's up with you?
I don't know. Did they start calling you J-Mo?
He's been calling me that. I like it. I approve of it.
Yeah.
That's a good nickname.
It's solid. Nicknames don't stick with me. But I like that one.
I'd started it because Jameson, the drink, the Irish whiskey. I worked with a bunch of people that abbreviated Jameson as J-Mo. They would get shots of J-Mo is what they would say. They're like, we're going to get shots of J-Mo.
Those people are assholes.
Okay, shout out to my coworkers, my former coworkers. So I don't know. I just I saw Jason Moliterno, and I wanted to call him J-Mo. And it's
I like it. I like it.
I'm sticking with it. Welcome back. Johnny Trowbridge is my co-host of course.
Johnny,
of
course, you got a nickname? Somebody anybody call
yeah,
you?
Yeah, it's Johnny.
His full name is John Onofrio.
John Onofrio?
Like
Jonifer?
Like Drop Trow or something?
Maybe. John Drop Trow.
Drop Trow. Yeah, oh, like Trowbridge.
Drop Trow.
It's a bit of a stretch, but it worked.
Oh, I thought that was my middle name, and you were just calling me Drop Trow.
What's your middle name?
Guess. It begins
Gregory. David.
It's actually not Greg.
Thomas. Andrew.
It is Andrew.
There it is.
Spernelberger. Oh.
Spernelberger.
I'm glad we got to it. I was requested to ask Jason to display some accents. We heard some examples of accents at the break.
I am very terrible at accents.
No, he's great.
He's great.
But I'm getting better, strangely enough.
You're all good.
Strangely enough, I'm getting better.
Okay, let's hear.
We're going to hear you on riff tracks soon.
I need a nationality and a sentence to say.
Give us German.
And
German.
I packed my lunch for the beach party.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Packed your lunch for the beach party. Get me in the mood. German.
I packed my lunch for the beach party.
More Irish.
It was pretty. It was like.
It had an Irish?
That was like.
Or Scottish.
Wait, let me try to do Irish.
That was like an Irish samurai.
Hold on a second. This is Irish. Oh, I packed my lunch for the beach party.
That was.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
That was
that's
pretty good.
Bad.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I might have you do that character another time for a sketch, possibly. That is a solid. Terrible Irish accent.
No, I'm behind the German accent. I thought it was all right.
Jorge,
yeah, not bad.
Yeah, it was good.
Jorge, let's
maybe
hear
that
your accent.
Part of Europe is hard to do.
Which one?
Let's hear you do
Russian woman.
Russian Mormon.
Mormon.
A Russian Mormon. So you're going to talk about all the jean skirts you're wearing.
Hmm?
Say, I'm wearing so many jean skirts.
Oh.
Yes.
Or, yeah. Here, okay, just say... what would a Russian woman say?
I packed my lunch for the beach party.
There it is. It's the perfect...
I packed my lunch for the beach party.
Very Russian.
A lot of Russians come out of Gary, Indiana.
That takes me back.
That takes me back to
the Bolshevik Revolution.
I remember it well.
Such warm memories.
Better dead than red.
Wait.
I say.
Better red than dead.
No.
A Bolshevik would say that.
Well, that's true.
Okay.
Someone with the last name De La Rosa might say it as well.
I never practiced accents as a kid or growing up.
What about communism?
Yeah. Do you only know English? Are you bilingual?
Yeah, no, I only know English. I only know English.
I know a little bit of French, but yeah, I only know
say
English. You're the whitest Mexican I've ever
met. I know a little bit of Australian.
Do you?
Oh, is that right?
If only we had time to hear it.
Look at the time.
We do have a game. We have a game. Not long ago, Mr. De La Rosa challenged our other guest, Jason Moliterno, to an improv battle.
Based on his German accent, I'm going
to
lose.
I'm prepared.
Improv battle.
Improv battle.
Go down.
Lasers. And I have prepared. I feel pretty proud. I've invented my very own improv game.
Wow.
I've invented my own, and it's perfect for you two because. I like to make jokes that Jason Moliterno does a lot of knows. He hears the concept, he assesses that it could be something that he could roll with, and then he denies it immediately.
No, he doesn't.
He does. See he does a lot
there.
Of no stops.
See what I did there?
So, I have a game proposed for you guys called Wait, What's That? Bum, 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 bum. Here's how the game works. In proper improv fashion, one of you will begin. And you will determine the who, what, or where of the scene. You'll either introduce yourself as something, or you'll determine what you're doing, or you'll establish where you are, just with a statement of any kind. And then you will acknowledge your partner. You'll go, how about you? And then you'll say either a name, or you'll just acknowledge them in any way. And that person goes, wait, what's that? And they have to abandon your idea completely and come up with a new idea.
And it can't be related at all.
It cannot be related.
I'm confused.
So, okay.
Here's how we'll do an example round.
Okay. Okay. Oh, yeah, you guys, let's make the whole episode then.
I will begin the scene.
Okay.
If I don't weave enough blankets, we're not going to have enough money for the fundraiser. Martha, come here. You got to help me out.
I can't. There's an apple monster. It's about to attack you with a knife, with a large knife.
Now, that doesn't make any sense. I have to get my sleigh full of toys, and I have to get to every chimney on Earth tonight, and I need your help, Greg.
That would work, Martha, if you were...
No, you lose because you said Martha.
I didn't remember you used that.
You said Martha.
Who was Martha in that? Was he Martha or were you Martha?
I named him Martha, and then he reused it.
I should have
done that. He's not allowed to do that.
You can't reuse a concept or a name.
So we're supposed to be doing intentional bad improv.
Correct.
Who's he? Which one of us
is... You feel that I am bad at improv.
Correct.
And which one of us is the apple monster?
No.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
We're both supposed to do it, right?
We're
both the apple monster.
No.
What?
Jason is going to introduce a concept of an improv scene.
Okay.
Like, he'll be working at a beer factory, perhaps. And he'll be putting lids on beers.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they do.
That's what they do.
And then
he'll introduce you. He'll acknowledge you. And you'll be something entirely different.
Gotcha.
Do you think you can handle this?
Got it.
Ready?
Got it.
And don't feel too much pressure. You can take time to think. I'll play some background music so you won't feel so alone. All right, Johnny, you announce when it begins. I'm going to get some crunchy guitar going.
On your marks. Get set. Go.
Starting with Jason. We should have mentioned that.
Boy, it's beautiful weather here in Wembley. We're really going to enjoy the cup today.
I'm just here to put my dick in some buttholes at this cup tournament.
Nope,
you already lose.
Oh, because I can't say word.
You cannot acknowledge. Right. You cannot acknowledge his scene.
That's why he lost the thing, because of the Martha.
Correct.
Yeah. Oh,
I was trying.
Jorge, I'm worried this beer is getting to you.
I was trying to reenact Batman.
You're two whole beers in. You've never had that much to drink before in your life.
This is three.
Three. God damn it!
It's almost gone.
All right, let's restart. Jorge, you have to start the scene.
What's the
scene?
No, what if
pick anything
with the when the podcast is over. And I got to fall asleep somewhere, even though it's only like 6 o'clock here on the submarine.
Right. It's always 6 o'clock on a sub. Yeah. Everyone knows that.
All right.
It's 6 o'clock somewhere on the sub.
No, let's start over. Let's start over.
That's exactly what I'm proposing.
You should. You should
ready?
Yeah.
You should start it.
Oh, I'm starting
it?
Yes. Ready?
Can I say the word cup again?
Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to give you. I'm going to help you.
You're not working with a professional, Jason.
I'm going to help you.
Yes.
I'm going to help you get started. I'm going to give you a concept. Mustache.
Mustache.
Now use that for your scene that you make up right now.
Ready, set, go.
I have been cutting facial hair on men and once in a while a woman for the last 20 years of my life, sir.
That's why I drew a dick on your sweater.
Well, sometimes,
upon a further discovery of these fish upon the reef,
of course,
that the tides brought in,
yes,
you know, the scales just sometimes don't glisten the way they used to.
Of course,
but enough about the moon. I've got my eyes set on Jupiter. I like that giant red patch. Why, how did that form? Must have took a while.
I'm helping.
Come on.
No. The caverns. Not the caverns again. I was too traumatized the last time, Daddy, to go there.
Let's create a pillow fort, and we shall sit inside it and eat cheese and think about other kinds of cheese, because we cannot afford the good kind.
Yeah, what I want, I just want
a Yoda doll with a Santa Claus costume on. That's all I want.
He loses. He loses. You can't mention that ever.
What? When was that rule put into place?
Unspoken rule. I've said
we don't know those rules.
Is how many times have I said you cannot talk about that?
Three times.
Yes.
But they were on previous episodes. So if you guys don't listen to the show, yeah, you won't know the rules.
You can never talk about it.
I wasn't talking about it.
Yes, you were.
You shouldn't have it here you're gonna prompt me with the music, but you're not gonna prompt me with the stupid fucking doll.
That's not a prompt. That's our God.
He is our God. I want to mention that was a great round. You guys did really good with that.
You did pretty well.
A lot better than I anticipated. First of all, it's not an easy game.
No.
You have to invent something new.
The game is much more difficult than Cup.
Precisely.
It is more
very,
difficult.
Very, very astute of you. All right. Let's do another game. Let's not do a game.
Let's make up a game.
Let's not make up a game.
Can we just talk to Jason about his life?
No, we're going
I don't
to,
see him enough.
We're gonna.
Where have you been lately? I feel like I haven't seen you at the gyro.
Well,
in a while.
Contrary to what I'm doing right now, I haven't been drinking.
Is that what it is?
Well, once a week, sometimes twice a week, and on the rare occasion, three times a week.
I was gonna say you've.
But
drunk.
I'm doing pretty good.
What about on holidays?
No, I didn't drink at all this Christmas holiday.
Why? So you haven't been coming into the gyro because you'd be tempted by alcohol?
I skipped last gyro because it was really cold, not because of the alcohol.
I didn't go the last week.
I haven't been to a couple in the past several weeks.
Where is the gyro?
We should apologize to Nick Fleming. Nick Fleming, host of the wonderful Euro Gyro.
He will be listening, so we do apologize.
It is a great... It's the best show-up, go-up open mic in Northeast Ohio.
It absolutely is. It is 100%. I was thinking about that the other day and how helpful that show is.
They love baby raping jokes there.
Do they?
Do they? Is that no, so?
Unfortunately, we don't like them here. Unfortunately for you.
I was a baby. I was raped. What the?
That's your joke?
No.
I'm pretty sure we heard a different one at the break. And it was disgusting. To put it lightly. We are going to do one thing, though. We're going to take some questions from our favorite main man.
Oh, is the bird? Is it here?
They are here.
Johnny.
Okay. Questions from Lorne.
I have to kill it.
Michaels.
For or from?
From.
From?
From.
What's up, Lorne? You should totally hire me as some kind of voice guy.
Absolutely. But please, respect the theme.
Jason Molotov.
Hello.
That's an excellent addition. I'm going to add that.
Looks like the bird delivered one to Jason.
I have a question.
This is unprecedented.
Should I look at it?
Yeah, look at it and ask it to Jorge.
Oh,
probably.
This is
I don't know.
A question from Lorne sent to Jason?
To a guest.
This is unprecedented.
Bizarre. Ask the question,
please,
sir.
Please, we need to know the question from Lorne.
I was confused by your handwriting. I thought a 2 was a Z, and now I'm not confused.
I didn't write this question.
Okay.
It was probably
this
is from
Lorne. That was why I was confused.
This is from Lorne Michaels.
Yeah.
So this is to Jorge.
Who's answering this?
You. I guess you are.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, where were you on the morning of September 11th, 2000? Not zoo, as I thought it was.
Zoo 1000.
Where were you? Not 2001.
I was living in a farmhouse in Iowa where rent was $175 a month.
Wow.
That's where you were.
Mm-hmm.
On that morning.
Yeah, probably. I didn't
have
a job.
You woke up in that farmhouse in Iowa.
Yeah, I was growing mushrooms.
Now, when you looked out your window.
Were they shiitake?
No.
It would have been a Monday.
Was it a Monday?
September 11th, 2001 was on a Tuesday, so 2000 would have been a Monday.
Would you remember what you were doing on a Monday?
Kind of devil. What?
Solomon Grundy.
What were you doing on a Monday? Were you born on a Monday?
No, I didn't have a job.
Were you christened on Tuesday?
So you were at this farmhouse.
Growing illegal substances.
So these are mushrooms.
Shiitake mushrooms.
Yeah.
So when you looked out your window, did you gaze upon the mushrooms?
No, I gazed upon an empty cornfield.
empty cornfield.
Yep.
Now, normally an empty field is just an empty field, but this empty field was filled with something.
Not really empty.
And it was corn.
Yeah, it was September, so it had been harvested at that point.
Oh, I see. It is an empty cornfield. What were you doing in Iowa?
I had a friend that had a job at Rockwell International there, and he's like, hey, I'm living in this house and rent's dirt cheap. And I said, screw it. And I had some money saved up, and so I moved out there with him.
Did you pay in dirt?
No.
I just want to know.
By that, he means, did you dig graves for a living?
Yeah, that's what
I'm pretty sure that was 2000.
Did you pay in the dirt of the, I don't know.
How about you, Johnny? What were you doing September 11th, 2000?
I was coloring. I was probably coloring outside the lines. I'm a rebel.
Disgusting.
Yeah, I know. Disgusting.
Wow. Okay, then.
Yeah.
Good question, Lauren.
I color all day.
I've never heard a question be sent to a guest. Perhaps we should ask our guest, or is that forbidden?
Yeah, we should ask the guest.
Let's ask Jason.
Where were you?
Where were you?
I would have been in 11th grade.
And what were you doing? Were you drawing?
No, maybe I did take art in school. I was very good at it.
We were really? Doing,
what
form of art did you prefer?
I've always been good at drawing.
You prefer pencil drawings or pens? Charcoal.
Pencil to start. Yeah. So did I have art that specific time? Maybe.
Do you pick it up?
Can you remember your 11th grade class schedule?
Oh, yes, he can.
Probably. I do know where I was.
They're young.
Do I know where I was? I was in third grade.
Oh, are you 8 years fucking younger than me?
They're young.
I'm 25 years of age.
I was in second grade then.
2000.
Okay. Well, I'm 32, so okay.
7 years.
I was.
Oh, I started school late.
Because you were dumb.
Let's just wait a year.
Let's just wait a year.
I have a birthday in July, so my mother could have started me I was turning 4 or 5 during school, or I could have been.
You should make your kid the oldest, I feel.
What?
If your kid has
that mean?
Do it.
That's
what your kid has a summer birthday, you have a choice of making your kid the youngest in his or her class or the oldest. You should make your kid the oldest.
I was also
the
oldest.
Which is exactly what my mother did.
Yeah, that's a good
because
move.
My mother is a saint and a genius.
Yeah, I also
was the oldest. I was a summer birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I was back 1 year.
And that's why I was assigned.
Were you in the same grade? No way.
What year did you graduate? 2010?
No, 11.
No.
Oh, fuck, you're young.
You're young.
I know. So dumb.
Yeah, I hate being young.
Screw these guys.
I remember when I was young.
They're wasting their life. It's Friday night. They're on a submarine. They're wasting their lives away.
Oh,
you know what I was doing when I was... How old are you?
24.
When I was 24... I was living in Akron, like a mile from here.
So really not that different.
we're in the Cuyahoga River, ladies and gentlemen, in our sub.
Yeah, yeah.
A mile from here is where Jason...
Akron's not a mile from the Cuyahoga River.
Of course it is.
Coming back, I used to live in Akron, and my memory, when I come back to Akron, I just remember being like lonely and single. Like, that's my memory of Akron as being lonely.
I'm lonely.
Isn't that kind of sad?
What a coincidence.
Are you guys lonely and single?
No, I am.
I'm.
He is not.
I'm happily dating.
You were in a relationship.
He is in a relationship currently. If he had a MySpace page, it would be checked in relationship.
Ugh,
speaking of MySpace.
You were in third grade when it started?
I have a question for everyone from Lauren.
What is it?
What was your MySpace username?
Oh.
Wait, wasn't it just your name?
No, MySpace was famous for having nicknames.
Yeah,
and then underneath in parentheses was your real name.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'll tell you mine.
What is it?
It was a Scottish bastard.
Oh, God.
It was terrible.
Yeah,
just like everything
about
my past.
I actually didn't have... I went Zanga.
What does that even mean?
I did Zanga. I didn't do MySpace.
What is Zanga?
Do you know what Zanga is?
It sounds familiar.
Wait. Zanga. I thought Zanga was the company that produces Candy Crush.
No. Zanga is it's like MySpace, but it was like more blog oriented.
Well, then tell me what your username was.
It was Johnny, aka The Fool, all one word.
Disgusting.
It was from a...
First of all one word. Extra
I just
disgusting.
Vomited in my mouth.
I know. Yeah,
so
I know.
Gross.
Well, tell us yours, Jorge.
Yeah, hey, what was yours?
Guess what, bitches? Slow mutants since the beginning.
Oh. Ooh.
What a cool dude. So where did you come up with this idea for slow mutants? Slow mutants, for the listener, if you didn't know.
I know from, it's from.
Jason, tell us.
Me explain to the listener just what it is first. Slow Mutants is a production company that has produced multiple films as well as comedy albums, DVDs, for several Northeast Ohio comics and...
More than several. You've done how many?
Marv Connors coming up.
Marv Connors is currently being produced, or is currently being edited.
Mm-hmm.
That's an exciting time.
Tim Ross is coming up, and Anthony Savette is coming up.
Yep.
Three very anticipated DVDs.
How many have you done?
What about Tim Roth?
I think it's 19 or 20, actually.
19 or 20?
Of like 45 to an hour long.
Yeah, that's a good number.
That's right. Why I direct people to contact you, Slow Mutants, right, regarding production concerns.
We're going to take a break on that, though.
We're taking a break?
We're taking a break.
Okay, cool. We're taking a break. We're not physically taking a break. Don't go anywhere, please.
Physically?
Yeah, we're not going to take any breaks all day. Look at me in the eyes.
Yes, sir.
What was I talking about? Oh, the Slow Mutants. The origin of the name. Tell me.
No, it's out of a...
Let Jason guess, actually.
Yes.
No, he knows.
It's
he
from
knows.
Stephen King's The Dark Tower.
That's correct. It's chapter 10 in...
The Gunslinger.
It's called the Slow Mutants.
Now,
Slow Mutants, yeah.
They were called the Slow Mutants in that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm disappointed in myself because I love that series. I read a physical copy of The Dark Tower. It's in my bookshelf. And I don't recall them being referred to as Slow Mutants. I remember them being nameless. Sad.
Maybe it's the name of the chapter.
It's the name of the chapter because I read it not that long ago. And I was like, hey, Jorge's Company.
Damn. Wow. Now, I read it back when I was in...
Yeah, if I had read it a long time ago, I may have forgotten it.
Jake Chambers and the Gunslinger are on a, like a hand cart where
They have to pump
to get down the train tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And
pitch black.
It gets pitch black, and there are these kind of phosphorescent, glow-in-the-dark mutants. They're defined as starving idiots with smiling starving idiots, and
because their flesh was peeled away from their,
and they've got suckered tentacles and whatever, and they go and try and eat the crew, and they get slaughtered, of course. But
I don't recall them being glowing. I recall it was the rocks on the cave walls.
Well, maybe that's what it is.
Maybe I'm incorrect, but I do recall that, and it was very eerie, and it might be an exciting visual in the upcoming movie of The Dark Tower.
You go ahead and get
Jason
on my...
is a little skeptical.
Yeah,
I've only read book one of Dark Tower. I read it this past fall, so I have to get the book two.
Drawing of the
I have
three,
them all
man.
On audiobook if you so choose to listen.
You know what? I can't follow audiobooks.
How dare you?
I'm not good at it.
Oh. Just put it
my
in your
mind
car.
Wanders and I realize that I didn't listen
to
the last 30 seconds.
Do it in your car.
I was going to say, in the car, it's a great way because you're not paying attention to anything but that.
No, my mind will still
wander. Or in the summer.
I have an active imagination.
Okay.
I'm so creative.
That's why you're a great storyteller.
My mind is so advanced.
Please, yeah. That's why I try
and
to get...
I hear things, and then I just go off in my own
head. You hear those voices.
My mind makes connections.
Wow.
That's why I try to get you on this show so often, because I'm hoping it'll bleed into my life. Jorge is taking an absence, leave of absence again. Are you going to the bathroom, you asshole? We just took a break. We're going to take another brief break, and we'll be right back.
Hi out there in lousy weather media network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
I know you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Jordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on the... He is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
And, you know, we'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Oh, I totally know this song.
Waiting for me.
My lover stands on golden sand.
Okay, yeah.
And watches the ships that go sail.
So Beyond the Sea, or was it Somewhere Beyond the Sea, was the film?
Beyond the Sea.
Just Beyond
the
Sea.
Sea was the film.
Mm-hmm.
And it had Kevin Spacey in it.
Mm, he plays Bobby Darin.
Bobby Darin.
And Bobby Darin is the original singer of that song.
Yeah.
Splish Splash is another hit by Bobby Darin.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I did not know that.
Mac the Knife.
Great song. Mac the Knife.
Mac the Knife.
Great one.
Based on the popular sandwich at the Rockneys, Max the Knife.
I was going to say based on the serial killer. Suki Tawdry.
Welcome back to The Unbelievables, ladies and gentlemen. We're here with Jason Moliterno and Jorge De La Rosa. And Jason was telling us he dislikes biopics.
I feel like biopics try to do too much by showing the entire trajectory of a person's life. It starts with the traumatic childhood moment. It jumps to the teen years. They meet the person they're going to marry. They start their career. It goes well. Their parent dies.
No, not
so. Are you
not
saying
Jackie?
That,
Jackie takes place right.
That's a good point.
When Kennedy commits suicide.
Yep.
I didn't see. That's a movie.
That's a movie.
I didn't see
it. It's brand new.
That's the best joke played on America ever.
I feel like I would want to see if there's a movie about a famous person. Maybe just take 10 years of their life. You know.
That is that it. One is about that.
But
okay,
some
well,
people
go.
Are summed up by the experiences of their childhood, such as
maybe.
Johnny Cash.
I
loved
Johnny
Walk the Line. I thought
Ray Charles maybe. When his brother died.
In the movie Ray, do they do the
his brother died?
Oh, so they go and
yeah,
they show that.
It starts with that.
Right. They showed biopic Loving, the movie Loving. Did you guys see this?
No.
About the case Loving versus State of Virginia. The black and white couple that weren't allowed to be in Virginia because interracial marriage was illegal in Virginia. And they fought it and they won. And it was called Loving versus Virginia because his last name was Loving. That is technically, I think, a biopic. It's about the trial, but it only takes place after they get married.
Hmm.
So they don't explore their childhoods.
What about, what's that one about Turing?
Oh, The Imitation Game.
Yeah, that one.
That's a short period of time. I don't think they do any flashbacks.
I don't think so.
Yeah, we're just destroying your theory.
Also, Benjamin Button. That one goes backwards.
Yep, that's a biopic about the man Benjamin Button.
No, that's not a real person.
Excuse me.
Yeah, The Rocketeer. The Rocketeer was great.
The Rocketeer
a great biopic
based on
Iron Man.
You know what? I'm mad that they're remaking that biopic. With inaccurate information. Rocketeer. The Rocketeer, the famous biopic, The Rocketeer.
I remember when he would fly around.
Right. You guys don't remember that?
That's great.
And he would fight Nazis.
That were also staged.
That were apparently all in California.
Yeah.
Where were all those Nazis in that Indiana Jones movie?
I don't know.
They were in the United States, though.
There
was that the fourth
time.
One?
Crystal Skull.
Crystal Skull.
That was... Crystal Skull was post-Nazi.
Right, but I think in that movie they referenced like Nazi party members. And I think.
I don't remember.
Maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong.
I didn't watch that one that many times.
regardless. Do you have any biopics that you enjoyed?
Nixon? I would have to think of one. No, I'm not a big Oliver
Stone
fan.
Didn't like Nixon?
Fan.
Fuck, that was good. I liked that movie.
What about Lincoln?
There's a movie called Elvis and Nixon.
Wait, I would have to think. I think there's probably. Well, does Amadeus count as a
Amadeus,
baby? It's close.
Amadeus,
it's pretty highly fictionalized.
I don't know Amadeus, unfortunately.
It's about Wolfgang.
It's about Mozart.
Wolfgang Amadeus.
It was based on a play. I think it's highly fictionalized.
Salierno was the name of the villain, kind of in that film.
I guess, if you can call him a villain. Yeah. But there's probably something I like. I just feel like the biopics that try to go birth to death try to do too much. That's all I'm saying.
That's probably true. What about Mandela? Did that fit. That Mandela movie?
What was it called? Just Mandela?
I might have been called Mandela. Or no, something else.
Who played Mandela?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Okay. Oh, there...
Was it Morgan Freeman?
It might have been Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, he played him.
Idris Elba played him in a biopic. And I think it was creepily around the time he died, too.
Oh.
Which was weird. It was like still in theaters when Mandela died, I think.
It was planned.
It was by whom? The Bolsheviks?
Bush.
The Bush?
Bush-sheviks.
The Bolsheviks.
The Bolsheviks.
The Bolsheviks.
Makes sense when the more you think about it.
Oh, my God. I hope that's true.
You know, the Bush lineage goes really far back.
Russia.
If you go
all the way back to Russia. They're plants.
I think they're English.
Dang it. Run with me.
They might very well be English. All right, we've reached the end of our show. Ladies and gentlemen, we do have one section left.
Wait, what is it called?
I don't recall, but hopefully we'll be reminded. This seems familiar.
I don't really...
What time is it? I don't know.
Wait, check your clock. Oh, wait, no, it's time for plugs.
Oh, every time.
Every time there's plugs, this happens.
Bush.
Oh, nice.
Welcome to the plug section of the Unbelievables. What are you messing with?
He was fiddling.
That is another white boy.
Fiddling on the roof.
They sent me two by accident.
Well, hang it up.
Why? Where?
Yeah, hang it up.
For what reason?
Calhoun.
Calhoun.
You guys don't make much use of your whiteboard.
We originally were going to use it for writing sketches, and we haven't gotten around to writing any sketches lately.
Procrastination.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's yeah.
I thought it would be a lot more helpful.
Killer.
Conflagulation.
It's serving a minor purpose right now.
You have the name of your podcast written on it, and that's the only thing on the whiteboard.
I didn't even write that.
So what purpose would that be?
It's a backdrop.
Reminding
so we can take
you.
Selfies.
Reminding. I stare at it, and I go, okay, I remember the show. I remember.
Wait, what are we doing?
You didn't leave enough room for the S.
No.
I told you. We didn't. I told you I didn't write it.
Well, he's contemplating, you know, turning it into just about him.
Yeah, I'm going to fire Johnny. Oh, I'm going to fire Johnny.
You're fired.
And have no guests.
I'm worried.
The Unbelievable.
How old are you, Johnny?
Guess.
Well, you said in 2011 you were 3.
He said his.
What?
No.
Something like that.
I would be, how old? Let's see, 18, if that was the case. Wait, no.
No, you wouldn't.
Math is hard, man.
Jesus Christ. You'd be 9. You'd be 9 years old.
9 if you had a birthday in the first 12
if I was,
days.
That's true.
If
in
I
the
was,
first 12 days.
Wait,
yeah,
if I was 3 in 2001, why would I be 9?
He said 2011. Anyway, moving on. This is the plug section, and Jorge De La Rosa is going to start us off. Do you have any plugs for us besides, of course, the Slow Mutants?
Yeah, the Slow Mutants are doing pretty awesome. How are you guys doing?
We're doing just fine. Do you have? Besides, well, we want to plug Marv's DVD, of course.
Oh yeah, Marv Connor. His DVD. 57 years old, 18 year anniversary of doing stand up comedy.
Amazing.
Got a 4-day run at the Funny Stop, and we filmed him all 4 shows. It's actually 6 performances, and
don't lift the curtain. Don't let people know.
Wait, I'm actually curious. Did you splice together different sets?
Yeah. So you're gonna see the microphone jump from this hand to there's a mic stand in front of him, but
people don't really notice that.
No. Yeah, it's about the flow of the jokes and. It's been a challenge, but it's been pretty fun too. Because there's one of those nights was there were a lot of hecklers.
Oh,
and some of his
banter,
some of his banter with the hecklers was
very good,
fantastic. So that's coming out soon. Also, the Anthony Savett comedy DVD,
Friend of the show, Anthony Savett.
He is that's coming out soon, and he wants to be there with the editing.
Oh, of course.
And his approach to the editing is very different
than the way I usually do it, which is just like,
well, then it's good that
in a
be
wide
there.
Shot for the setup and then close up for the punchline. Whereas Anthony is like, okay, at this point, I'm talking about very personal things. So, you know, most of the movie is a close up
okay.
of him.
Well, good.
That's a joke.
Well, yeah.
No, but anyway.
Whatever he needs.
So, yeah, slowmutants.com. Once in a while, I make some money off of that.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
Great. Jason, you got any plugs for us? Got any shows coming up?
Sunday, I'll be at the Eurogyro open mic.
All right. Nice.
The Sunday after that, I'll be at the Eurogyro open mic.
What about the Sunday after that?
I think that's the Super Bowl.
Oh.
I'll probably watch that at home. The Sunday after that, I'll be at the Eurogyro open mic.
All right. Well, what about you? You're based out of Youngstown.
Have a show in Youngstown next Saturday.
Next Saturday. 21st
at the Rust Belt something Tavern.
You got a Youngstown.
So if you guys like this show being released the 23rd, man, I hope you went to that show. We're a little ahead of time.
Okay, well,
hey, do you ever meet the assistant mayor of Youngstown ever?
No.
Okay.
I don't know who that guy is.
That would be a question for another person who is up in
yeah,
politics.
we've had the assistant mayor of Akron on.
Yeah, if you get that guy back on in a couple minutes. Maybe he's
in a couple minutes. Maybe we'll hear from him
maybe
someday.
Maybe we'll hear from him. I would ask that same question.
Okay.
Johnny, of course, he doesn't have social media, so you cannot follow him.
You don't,
he also won't
no,
be
what
at
do
any...
you mean? You were on Facebook for a minute.
He is on Facebook.
I'm on Facebook only.
That's social media.
Okay.
It is?
Oh, yeah, follow me on Twitter.
I'm getting off today.
What is Jason Moliterno's Twitter?
It's my name, Jason Moliterno, so you might be wondering, how do you spell that?
How do you spell it?
Well, Moliterno.
Or and JMO for short,
Jason
but you can't find him
like
that.
It's spelled like Jason. There's no... There's special. No, well, some people might put a Y in there.
Or a C, like Star Wars.
Or an H.
Yeah, there's no H.
An H?
Jason.
Jason. What about you? Are you on Twitter, Horton?
I post to it like once a year.
Good. Well, why
are you? I didn't even know you were on Twitter. I would follow you.
I barely ever post to it. No. When I'm on the road, we do trucker tweets, Savette and I, but that's
glorious.
I barely ever do that
anymore. Well, we can look forward to your annual tweet.
Yeah, trucker tweets.
Was
it hashtag trucker tweets? I think you can look up some.
I'm about to look some up.
Some past stuff.
If you don't like my first 10 tweets, you get your money back.
So, what money
good,
do you
good.
Invest?
Okay, cool. Johnny, you work on projects on the sub, of course, because
that's
you don't
right.
spend your time on the social medias, wasting time. And this week, what do we have?
Well, you know how people like to purify water?
I do know that.
Well, I thought I'd get in that game, so I just started like taking a jug and then putting cheesecloth over it and then just like getting water from the tap and pouring it and then selling the jugs.
Sounds like a legitimate business.
Yes, it does.
You're doing the Lord's work there.
Thanks.
Who are you selling it to?
Just people. See people. The first person I see.
The first people you see each day. You wake up.
It's a Bitcoin operation.
Yeah, that's right.
You're just
farming.
The
credit card.
You can find them on the Silk Road.
Yeah, I'm
see
in China
me on,
mostly.
Check me out on tour.
I'll be in India for a few years.
All right, cool. Glorious. Hang on. Who's this? I think I recognize this guy. This is Mr. Nelson Phipps.
Mr. Nelson Phipps.
Oh, my God.
How's it going?
Wow.
Hello, Mr. Phipps. I didn't
realize.
It's
great to be back.
I didn't know you were coming.
I wanted to drop in. What'd
you do to Jason?
I had some free time. I just said goodbye to him. He had to run. He had
you guys know each other.
Explosive diarrhea. That was...
Well, he held it in for quite a while.
He told you that?
He didn't take a single bathroom break.
Yeah, he said, I have explosive diarrhea.
And then ran.
Why don't you take my microphone and my headset?
Wow.
Do you know where the bathroom is?
He said all that.
Did you know where the bathroom was?
I didn't know. I think he just left.
Okay.
Well, hopefully he takes care of that, and he's just okay.
Yeah.
But Mr. Phipps, did you have any? We're unfortunately at the end of our show. So, do you have anything to plug for us? I realize last time you were plugging your book, "The Duck Days of Summer."
Right. But, yeah.
How were sales?
Sales were not good. So I had to. I had to write a sequel.
You had to,
how that works?
So you found a publisher to do your sequel. First one, I believe, was published by Penguin Books.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And this one, who is your publisher?
Taschen.
Tashin.
Tashin Books.
Yeah, the off
good
the,
good
the,
company.
The branch off of Fashion.
Yeah, good company. They, okay, a lot of pictures.
So what
pictures?
What
the so, writing? Well, I had to rush the writing, so there's it's heavy on pictures.
So it's a children's book?
No, no, no. It's just heavy on pictures.
Okay.
What's it about?
It's about Akron.
Okay.
About Akron again, huh?
Yeah.
What's this chronicle?
What are all the pictures of Akron?
No, no, no. This is famous bridges of Akron.
Famous bridges.
So they are about Akron. Well,
could you give us your favorite?
That would be the West Akron Bridge.
Ooh, West you know what?
That's a good bridge.
That's a good bridge.
It's
a
really I love
good,
that
bridge. No, really when I drive bridge on that bridge, I always say, I turn to my
that's
passenger.
That's a passenger bridge.
And I go.
Why are you driving?
I turn to my passenger and I say, this is a nice bridge.
That's what you say?
Yeah. It's a solid bridge. Yeah. I mean, that's
well. The thing, you can walk on the bridge too, which is what I like in a bridge is you can drive on it and you could walk on it. You know, they're separated, so you have a sidewalk wow on each side.
Can you ride a bike on it?
Sure.
Wow.
You have to make sure not to run into walkers.
What about pogo stick?
Sure.
Wow.
It's almost
a versatile
anything
bridge
you want.
What a versatile bridge.
What a versatile bridge. That's why it's number one.
Yeah. Well, it's my favorite, you know.
Oh, okay.
It's a subjective list.
Oh.
I rank.
I forgot. You don't really hold very firm stances on anything.
I rank my top 100 Akron bridges.
Oh, good heavens.
There's 100 bridges.
There's a lot of bridges that you.
Right. Well, when we get down to the 80s and 90s, we do spread it pretty thin.
What are you considering?
Some of them are not quite bridges. They're more like. Like just
like someone lays their jacket over a puddle for a lady.
Like a,
that's a bridge.
Yeah, like
to
a
you
piece of wood across a ditch.
Oh,
do you? How many of those did you encounter?
Three or four.
Three or four. Okay.
Are those in the
now?
I really wanted to hit 100.
Obviously,
so had
they had
it
names. Otherwise, you couldn't mention them.
Yeah,
so what,
sure.
What were they named?
Usually named after the family that would own the bridge.
Okay.
Who
did
owns
you introduce
the wood
yourself
bridge?
To, yeah.
What's that?
Did you introduce yourself to those families?
Sure, yeah. I had to take a picture of the bridge, so I said my name, hello. I'm trying to write a book. My last book didn't sell. I'm trying to cobble together this book really fast in a two-week span. Can I take a picture of your ditch and put a piece of wood across it and call it a bridge?
Wait, so you were, hang on, I think you were fudging your data here for, to get these last 10 or so in the 90s bridges.
Yeah.
Were those bridges still there? Are they still there?
No, I think they took them down after I think
a
they were actually, most people were very creeped out by me. I was told no by a lot of people who thought that I was insane.
Well, are you?
That is a strange.
They don't recognize you,
Nelson, Mr. Phipps. I'm sorry, but
I'm not very famous now.
Oh,
I'm the assistant mayor.
Oh, that's
his work is a little bit more behind mm-hmm the scenes.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, well I'm happy you're here. People, go out and buy. What was the title of the book again? Bridges of Akron.
The bridges of Summit County.
The bridges of Summit County.
Yeah, wow.
Primarily Akron, of course. Yeah.
100 bridges.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
I have some plugs.
What's your plug?
Okay. In February, the Sad Boy Social Club, the sketch group that I am a part of, we are having a show. And it's going to be on a Saturday. And I believe that Saturday is, I don't know. I'll announce it again in the future, but we have a show in February. It's on a Saturday, and I'll let you know in the future. And all my other shows are going to be in the past for you. So thank you. You can follow me on social media at Mike_Calhoun. You can follow the show at Tunbelievables on Twitter. And then, of course, listen to the other Lousy Weather Media Network shows. There's a Lousy Weather Media main show. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, all about the Cavs, and they're doing very well right now, so you can hear some great content from Mr. Chris Clem, friend of the show. And my new favorite that I've been listening to a lot is the I Can't Read podcast.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I listened to some today.
We had Paul and Tony on last week. They're great chaps.
that was a good episode.
Yeah, it was a good episode. It was a fun episode. So listen to their podcast on the Lousy Weather Media Network at lousyweathermedia.com. Thank you for listening this week. I want to thank my guests for being here. Mr. Nelson Phipps, of course.
Thank you.
I wish I could. We'll clap.
Thank
we'll clap,
you.
Clap out the talent.
Clap out the talent.
It's a shame we didn't clap out Jason.
Yeah.
He had to run with that
explosive
with
diarrhea.
Explosive diarrhea. Thank you, Jorge of the Slow Mutants.
Thank
you.
You
for being here. Are you drunk? God damn it. Well, I'll talk to you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.